Hey, so it's 12:06 p.m. Time to get up, I guess. Stayed up late watching this Netflix movie about a kid whose dreams come real, and it didn't logically make a whole lot of sense, but it was all right. It's a Netflix movie. Don't cost nothing. What costs Netflix? If you pay for Netflix. I pay for Netflix. I don't pay for all the other shit, like HBO or whatever. That's somebody else's cable sign-in to take care of that, but I actually pay for Netflix. And I was surprised that nobody else did. That everybody's my parents have Netflix. I should just use their Netflix. It feels like it would be, I would have to reteach it. Not that it's really that smart now. I guess the Netflix, they don't really, when it picks stuff that it picks a bunch of stuff I don't want to see. But, I don't know, what the hell, look at the news. Oh, yeah, on the, whatever day that is, I'm not going to promote that show. I was going to promote the Chris Laker is Dead show at the Creek in the Cave. It's like on the last Saturday of the month, but none of you people are coming. Are you? If any of you live in the New York City area, let me know. Just let me know that you do. And if not, I'll just stop promoting shows here. What's the fucking point? Because then I know I got a friend in Pietro in California. He showed up to a Los Angeles show. The only listener to ever show up to a show. To my knowledge, maybe there's been some that showed up along the way that didn't want to say anything. Maybe you're shy. I think that's what I would do. I wouldn't say anything. But I want you to say something. I'm saying I wouldn't say anything if it was me, because that's just how I am. Ugh, I am tired, but I just need some coffee. Look at the news. Claim book, the new Jim Crow, banned in some New Jersey prisons. You shouldn't. They don't want the people in prison to understand that they could be a part of this mass incarceration that is has economic and racial bias. So yeah, why? I guess you don't want people to read that in prison and then say, "Hey, I'm not supposed to be in prison." And then, well, now they're really mad. Well, of course they should be able to read the book. I'm being sarcastic. My sarcasm doesn't really translate that well in my kind of morning voice, so I felt like it needed further explanation, because there's no like inflection in my voice right now. It's like a tweet. Like, did he mean that, or is he being facetious? Well, if you know any, I say we start mailing these books to prisoners. Yeah, maybe I should become a. Can you still do that? Become like a friend with somebody in jail, like an email friend with somebody in. Do they allow you to do that? Like all these. Sometimes like a high profile murderer will get fan mail, and then they'll write back and forth. Maybe I could somehow befriend a prisoner in a New Jersey prison and send them the book. Well, I guess if it's banned, you can't even have it sent. And it's not in the library. I can't imagine they have an extensive library at a prison. Anyway, all right. Well, that's bad. I'm anti-banning the book in the prison. Maybe some books need to be banned in the jail. Like if a book was like, How to Break Out of Jail. Yeah. No, you can't have that. You can write that book, I would imagine, but that shouldn't be in the jail. it give you know they're like tie a bunch of blankets together and make a rope, or you know, maybe the book, the Shawshank Redemption book, you don't want that in there because you're telling people how to tunnel out behind the poster. That was a book, right? It was a Stephen King. It was like Stephen King, but he wrote it under a different name because he's like, this isn't scary. I don't want people to think this is, there's going to be a monster. So I'm going to write, I'm going to give it a different name and I just write constantly. Boy, I tell you, that's Stephen King. He writes a lot. Let's see. Radiohead sues Lana Del Rey for allegedly ripping off Creep. I don't know. I haven't heard the Lana Del Rey song. Does it sound like Creep? That would be... I don't see that as being a huge pop hit. Did they speed it up? I thought it was kind of like when there was that song, and Tom Petty was like, "Oh, that's Don't Back Down," and he sued Sam Smith for it. It was like, dude, that's kind of a generic sounding fucking thing. Nobody can do that again. It's like you're claiming that. That's your invention? I don't know. But the Creep is I can't even reproduce the sound of the song. That's how not musically inclined I am. I tried to play guitar when I was in high school and it was a disaster. It was terrible. Well, I didn't want to practice. That puts you at a deficit right there. Not wanting to do the work. I just wanted to be able to play guitar. Get the guitar and be able to play it. Then it's like they give you this book of songs. It's like none of them are what you want. It's like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and shit. And then you play that, you're like, this is no fun. And then by the time you, it's just but I also wasn't I don't think I have an ear for I like music, but I can't sing and I can't play it. So, whatever that means. But I enjoy it. But if Lana Del Rey ripped off Radiohead, I'm pissed at her. But I'll have to listen to them both to see if I believe it. That's from yesterday, isn't it? Coachella banning all marijuana use despite California legalization. Does it matter though? Is it like one of these things like, yeah, you can't smoke marijuana, but everybody's gonna? Or they just want to sell more of their like $20 beers? Or how? I've never been to Coachella. I don't know how it works. I'm imagining that's what it's like. Coachella sounds like a real hassle. Ugh. It's very far away from everything. But it's their thing. They don't want to just sneak in your weed like you would do at a reggae concert. However you do that, I don't know how extensively they search you to get in, but I'm sure you can like shove it down your pants, get by. Be inventive. People just want to be able to smoke weed, like, everywhere. It's like, have a little element of danger to it still. I understand it's legal and everybody loves it. Nobody cares. Except for Jeff Sessions. That's silly. That silly fella. Let's see. Idaho inmate says 30 years is up once out of prison. What is this guy? They're not letting him out when he's done? Let's see. It's in Rupert, Idaho. Did I say Iowa or Idaho before? It's Idaho. It's sentenced to life in prison in 1984 for kidnapping and raping a woman says he reached the 30-year release date and should be set free. He's a 74-year-old guy. He raped and killed somebody. It makes it hard to really. But if his time's up, his time's up. He's 74. I don't know what you'd want to do at 74 out in the world, but I'd say let him out. Put a reality show crew on him. Let's see what that's like. 30 years in the can. 74-year-old back out in the world. Then that way he can't really do anything. You got a reality show crew on him. He can't be up to anything illegal. And we get to see what happens to a man in Idaho. Served 30 years in jail. The world is quite different. How come nobody's ever thought of doing that for a show? This dude would do it. He needs some money, I'm sure. Maybe I shouldn't be giving out this sweet, sweet reality show idea on my podcast. But I'm going to go make some calls now, see if I can get it made. I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.